HarperCollins presents Ghosts from the Library, Lost Tales of Terror and the Supernatural, selected by Tony Medawar, read by Sherry Baines and Philip Brotherton. Introduction. Some people can't see the color red. That doesn't mean it isn't there. Sue Grafton, M is for malice. Bodies from the Library, the Collins Crime Club's annual anthology of unknown and rarely seen short fiction, has to date focused on crime and detection. In 5 volumes so far, we have brought to light uncollected stories by Agatha Christie and more than 50 other writers of the golden age of crime and detective fiction, as well as stories and scripts never previously published, including novellas and short stories by Edmund Crispin, Christiana Brand, Dorothy L. Sayers, and Nio Marsh. However, Christie and her contemporaries also wrote stories of the supernatural, and many of these too have not been published before, or have appeared only in obscure periodicals or anthologies. Stories of the supernatural are very different from crime and detective fiction. After all, the art of detective fiction is to explain. There are some crime stories that fail in this precept, most notably Raymond Chandler's The Big Sleep, 1939, in which a chauffeur appears to have been murdered, but no one, not even the author, can explain how it happened. Such oddities aside, with a detective story, a thriller, or a mystery, the reader can be reasonably certain that everything will be explained and that order will be restored, even in the most baffling of circumstances. The art of supernatural fiction is the exact opposite. In these, there are some things that will not, cannot, be explained, and when the sunlight hits the room, a little darkness always remains. Like stories of detection, stories featuring the supernatural have been around a long time. A very long time. While the Quran holds that ghosts, as such, do not exist, a ghost does appear in the Bible's Book of Samuel. And in the New Testament, there are several occasions when Jesus Christ is mistaken for a ghost by his disciples. Across the centuries throughout the world, there have been stories of ghosts that are vengeful or loving or penitent, ghosts that are benign, and ghosts that are evil. While stories of ghosts and other supernatural happenings became popular as a form of entertainment in the medieval period, at least in Europe and Asia, the popularity of the genre in Britain was probably at its zenith in the late 18th century, the heyday of the Gothic novel. By the 19th century, the ghost was becoming more domesticated. In 1843, the firm of Chapman and Hall published A Christmas Carol, with illustrations by John Leech. Charles Dickens' tale of Hauntings and Redemption is probably the greatest supernatural story, and its success almost certainly influenced the editors of the countless magazines and newspapers of the period to publish festive spook stories annually. And many, if not most, crime and detective story writers responded to the challenge, producing at least one supernatural tale, sometimes unsettling and sometimes amusing, but always entertaining. Today, though there are some notable exceptions, few crime writers write stories of the supernatural. Nonetheless, the genre remains extremely popular. There are novels of the new Gothic, like Stacey Hall's The Familiars, 2019, and the work of Laura Purcell, most recently Something Wicked, 2022, as well as contemporary scarers like This Is Not a Ghost Story, 2021, by Andrea Portes. In London's West End, Danny Robbins' play 222, A Ghost Story, is entering its 3rd season, while Stephen Malotrat's 1987 adaptation of Susan Hill's The Woman in Black, 1983, is soon to mark its 35th anniversary. In the cinema, the supernatural is less...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?